Today's Amud is Beitza Tesama Beis. We're holding on the top of Tesama Beis. So we're continuing to discuss the Mishnah that we learned on Tesama Aleph. The Mishnah brought a machlaikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when it came to moving a ladder outside in Yom Tov. A person has a ladder. If he wants to move it from one Sheivach to another Sheivach. So a Sheivach, we said, it was like a big room with a lot of different compartments in it for birds to lay their nest. And live inside of these small little compartments, what Chazal call windows. So Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to move a ladder from one shayvach to another shayvach, from one window to another within the same shayvach. That Beis Shammai says is mutter, but from one shayvach to another shayvach, so there's a problem. Maris ayin, person's going to see you doing it, and they'll think that you're going to fix your roof. Whereas Beis Hillel held that it was mutter. So says the Gemara Masnisa Deloki Aitana. Our Mishnah, which records the machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, with regards to whether or not a person's allowed to move the ladder, so that's not like the following Tana, the Tana we learned in the Braisa. That Amar Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Maidim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Shemalichin Asasula Mishayvach Lishayvach. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to take the ladder from one Shayvach to another. It's Simchas Yom Tov. A person wants to have a tzipur, he wants to have some chicken for his Sudas Yom Tov. So everybody agrees you could take the ladder from one Shayvach to another. Like Nechleku Elo Lahachse. The Shayl is that you're allowed to then bring the ladder back. Beis Shammai says you had a heter for Simchas Yom Tov to bring it to the Sheivach to get your tzipur. You have no heter to then bring the ladder back where you brought it from. Beis Hillel says that no, we really want you to go bring the ladder. You might not do it if we don't allow you to bring it back. So we even allow you to bring it back. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda comments. So again, so that's how you're already from this. We see that our mission is not like this Tana. Our mission had a machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel whether even allowed to bring the ladder. This Tana holds that everybody agrees you're allowed to bring the ladder. The machlekes was just about bringing the ladder back. Now, once we mentioned the Braisa, so we just continue that I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda qualified and he said, "Vamed Devar Mamurim." When is this true? It's only Besulim Shel Shayvach. It's only when you're dealing with a Shayvach ladder. Ava Besulim Shel Aliyah. But when it comes to an Aliyah ladder, so then everybody holds it's Aser, because then it's actually a problem of Marisayan, because it's a Sulam Shel Aliyah. Rabdaisa says, Mateu Mechalein Lechalein, that you're allowed to move the ladder from one window to another ladder within the same Shayvach, and we'll see soon in the Gemara which case, what type of ladder Rabdaisa was discussing. And Acher Maimrim Mishum Rabdaisa Af Madadin Bay. And even if you can't move the ladder from one window to another, let's say the ladder is not tall enough to just, bend it over and bring it from one window to another, you could then actually pick up the ladder, not picking it up normally, but you could be Madadin Bay, which means you could like wobble it, picking up one leg at a time, and bring it to the window that you want to bring it to. So now we'll explain the Braisa shortly. It says the Gemara, a story. B'nei Rabbi Chia nafik l'kiryasa. The B'nei Rabbi Chia, the children of Rabbi Chia, they once went to the village. They went to check up on their fields, Rashi says, and so they went to the village. Now the Gemara is going to bring two versions of what happened on this journey to the village. So they went to the village, and Kiasa, when they came back home, so Amar Luhu, Rabbi Chia, their father, said to his children, he said to them, Amar Luhu Avuhain, their father said to them, Klum Maisa Beliadcha, when you were in the village, then any Shailas come up, they spoke and learning, but as soon as they come back home, knew what was the Sigis today, what Shailas came your way. So Amru Lai, they said to their father, they said to Rabbi Chia, Netzulam Beliadenu, Vitarnuhu. There was a case of a ladder, we'll see, it's a ladder of an aliyah, a sulam shel aliyah, that came our way. Someone asked us about moving it on Yom Tov, and we told them that it's mutter. So Amar Lehem, so Rabbi Chia told his children, he said to them, Tzu v'isru mashi itartem. Go back to the village and go ask her what you were matter. Go back and tell the people who you told that it's mutter, tell them that you made a mistake and really it's aser. So now, what's the shaklatariya? What's the machlekes b'nei Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Chia over here? Says the Gemara that in hu savar, they, the children of Rabbi Chia, they understood that midika amar Rabbi Yehuda besulam shel aliyah loy pligi. From that which Rabbi Yehuda comes and he says that when it comes to a sulam shel aliyah, everybody holds its aser. Michlad the Tanakama savar pligi. It's mashma that the Tanakama, when he recorded the machlekes b'nei Shammai and Beis Hillel, he was not just talking about the Sulam Shel Shoivach, he was even talking about the Sulam Shel Aliyah. And in that sense, Rabbi Yehuda was coming to argue on the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says that we're only talking about the Sulam Shel Shoivach. A Sulam Shel Aliyah, everybody holds its Aser. Mashma, that the Tanakhama, before Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama held that no, the Machlekes is about the Sulam Shel Aliyah as well. And therefore, they were matter it, either to return it like Beis Hillel, or to bring it the Kuliyama. They were matter even the Sulam Shel Aliyah like the Tanakhama. That's what they held. However, says the Gemara of Elohi, really it's not true. Really it's like Rabbi Chiyas said that there is no machlekes. Everybody agrees that Sulam Shel Aliyah is Aser. Because Rabbi Yehuda, Tami, the Tanakhama come in Farish. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't coming to argue on the Tanakhama. He was coming to explain the Tanakhama. He was coming to explain that the Tanakhama never meant to be matter of Sulam Shel Aliyah. Says the Gemara Mimai, how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda was coming to explain the Tanakhama? Midikatani Mailicha Nesasula Mishoivach LaShoivach. From the fact that even the Tanakhama, when he said that it's mutter, he said you can move the ladder from one Shoivach to another. Now, v'isakadaitach basulam shel aliyah pligi. Now, if you're going to tell me that according to the Tanakhama, the machlekes is even about a sulam shel aliyah, so then hay meilichen es asulam mishayvach l'shayvach, meilichen es asulam l'shayvach mibayilei. So why does he say you can move the ladder from one shayvach to another? As if it's like a davar pashat that the ladder starts off in a shayvach. You can move, and the Tanakhama said that the kuli yama, you can move the ladder from a shayvach to another shayvach. That sounds obviously like he's talking about the Sulam Shel Shoivach. If he was talking about the Sulam Shel Aliyah, so the Lashon should have been that you can move the Sulam to the Shoivach. Say, move the Sulam to the Shoivach. The Sulam didn't start off in the Shoivach. We're not talking about the Sulam Shel Shoivach. Elamai, from the fact that the Lashon of the Tanakhama is that you can move the ladder, mi Shoivach, la Shoivach, it's mashma that we was talking about the Sulam Shel Shoivach like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, what were the Bnei Rabbi Chiya thinking? And they learned the Braisa also. So how did they make this mistake? Says the Gemara, v'idach they, the children of Rabbi Chiya, they held Mikatani Sulam Shel Shoivach. At the end of the day, the Tanakhama never said that he's discussing specifically a Sulam Shel Shoivach. And regarding the Diak, Mishoivach L'Shoivach Katani V'afilu L'Kama Shoivachin. That which the Tanakhama says you can move the ladder from one Shoivach to another. What you're saying is Mashma, we're talking about the Sulam Shel Shoivach? No. We're talking about the Sulam Shel Aliyah. And you could even bring it to the Shoivach in the first place. And the reason why the Tanakhama used the Lashon of from Shoivach to Shoivach was to show that it's not just mutter to move it to one Shoivach, you could then move it to another Shoivach, you could keep moving it to many different Shoivachin. That's what the Tanakhama was coming to say. But Al-Kapanim, Rabbi Chiya told them that they understood incorrectly and that they have to go back and tell the person that really it's Aser to move a Sulam Shel Aliyah L'Kuli Alma. There's no Machlaikas Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. He could Amri some of a different version of the story that Amrulai, they told Rabbi Chiya, when Rabbi Chiya asked them what happened today in the village, so they told them he toy sulam shel aliyah baliyadenu. There was a shaila about tilting sulam shel aliyah from one window to another window within a shayvach, and v'itarnua, and we were matter it. So Amar Lahem, again, Rabbi Chiya told his children suv asru v'isru mashi tartem, go back and tell the person that really it's Aser. So now what's the machlekes here? So says the Gemara, in Husavar, the children of Reb Chiya, they understood that Maideka Asar Tanakhama Kashari Reb Daisa. In the Braisa we have that the Tanakhama in Rabbi Yehuda, so they say that the whole machlekes is about the Sulam Shel Shoivach, but the Sulam Shel Aliyah is Aser. Comes Reb Daisa, and Reb Daisa says you can move the Sulam from one window to another within the same Shoivach. So there's two ways to understand Reb Daisa. Either he's talking about the Sulam Shel Shoivach, and he was coming to be more machmir. He was coming to be machmir against the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said, a Sulam Shel Shoivach, you can move from Shoivach to Shoivach even. And Rabbi Daisa is coming to be machmir and say that no, only within the Shoivach you can move it from Chalain to Chalain. That's one way to understand. Or you could understand that no, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda were saying that you're not allowed to move a Sulam Shel Aliyah. And Rabbi Daisa was coming to say that within one Shoivach, from Chalain to Chalain, so that you're allowed to move. So the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, they understood like the second way. That Rabbi Daisa was coming to be Mekel. That the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda said you're not allowed to move a Sulam Shel Aliyah. And Rabbi Daisa was coming to say that from one Chalain to another within the Shoivach, so that's going to be Mutter. However, says the Gemara, Veloihi, really, it's not true. My de kashari tanakama ka'asa Rabbi Daisa. Rabbi Daisa was coming to be machmer. On that which the Tanakama was matir, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, they said that you're allowed to move a sulam shel shayvach even from one shayvach to another. So Rabbi Daisa was coming to be machmer, and he said that no, you're not allowed to move it from shayvach to shayvach, you could just move it from chaloin to chaloin. Says the Gemara, Vayter, avamateu mechaloin lechaloin. So we had the machlekes and the Mishnah. Everybody agrees you can move it from one chalon to another. The machlekes Bishame Beisila was about moving it from one shayvach to another shayvach. Bishame was machmir, and Beisila was mekel. Bishame was machmir because of Marisayan, and Beisila was mekel. So says the Gemara Alma, you see from this machlekes in the Mishnah, that Gabe Simchas Yomtiv Bishame Luchumro Beisila Lukula. Here you have a potential issue. There's Marisayan. And Beis Shammai, even though there's Simchas Yom Tov on the line, being that there's a potential issue, there's Marisayan, so Beis Shammai is Machmir, and Beis Hillel, even though there's a potential issue of Marisayan, Beis Hillel is Mekel, and Beis Hillel says that for Simchas Yom Tov, we allow you to move the ladder. So you see that when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai is more Machmir, and Beis Hillel is more Mekel. Says the Gemara, or Mini, I'll ask you a stira. The Mishnah we had on Beis Amin Aleph says, Ashoichit Chayev V'Oif B'Yom Tov, when it comes to shechting a chayin oif, so Beishamei oimrim yachbar b'deker v'yichasa, Beishamei says shechte l'chadchila, Beisil oimrim lo yishchait elam kin hayolai afar mucham yibaydai. And Beisil says that no, unless you already have offer that's muchan, so you're not allowed to shechte l'chadchila. So what do you see from here? So says the Gemara. So what do you see from here? The Gemara is asking that you see from here that when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov, that Beis Shammai is Mekel. Over here, there's a potential issue. So we never actually spoke out what the potential issue is if you have a deck or not. Meaning we spoke in the Gemara. We said all the reasons why there's no issues. We said there's no problem of Muksa. There's no problem of Taichin. There's no problem of Baina. We said all the things that there isn't an issue of. So we never actually ended up saying, so why is it that when you have a deck or not, that you're not allowed to, according to Beis Hillel, that you're still not allowed to do the Shechita L'Chadchila unless you have Afar that's Mamish Muchan. Why aren't you allowed to do the Shechita L'Chadchila? So Rashi over here on Tesum Beis tells us that the reason is because Beis Hillel was nervous, they were Chayshish, they were concerned that maybe the dirt's going to be clumpy when you take the, you have a deck or not, but maybe when you take it out of the ground, the Afar is going to be clumpy. And you're going to come to grind it up. You're going to come to crush it. Is there of taichin? So that's the potential issue that there is over here. That Beis Hillel says you shouldn't do the shechita l'chadchila unless you already have afar that's muchan mibayidayim. If you did the shechita already, you have a deck or not. So fine, do the kisei adam. But you shouldn't do that l'chadchila. That's the potential issue. So again, here's another situation where there's a potential issue. There's a chash of ketisha that you might grind up the dirt. So there's a potential issue. Beis Hillel says that because of that, we're going to be machmir, even though now you're not going to have Simchas Yom Tov, you're not going to be able to do the Shechita. And Beis Shammai is Mekel. Beis Shammai says, Simchas Yom Tov, we're going to be Mekel. There's a potential issue, but there's Simchas Yom Tov on the line, so we're Mekel. So it's a steer to our Mishnah now with the latter. Both cases is a potential issue. By the latter, there's the potential issue of Maris Ayin, and Beis Shammai goes L'Chumra, and Beis Hillel goes L'Kula. And by the Kisui Adam case, so there's a potential issue of Ketisha, and Beis Shammai goes the Kula and says you could do the Shechita, and Beis Hillel goes the Chumra and says you're not allowed to do the Shechita. So it's a Stira. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Muchlafes HaShita. Rabbi Yochanan says to switch around the Shitas, and so this is a Machlekes Rishayim, which Shita he means to switch. The way we learn the Gemara like Rashi learns that you should switch the Mishnah about the Sulam. That really it's Beis Shammai who says that you're allowed to move the ladder from one shayvach to another, and Beis Hillel is the one who's chayshish from Marisayan. So Beis Shammai is always mekel on the Simchas Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel is machmir because of the potential issue. Says the Gemara, what's the raya that the, who says there's a stira? Mimai Dilma ad kan like ka'amri Beis Shammai hasam elaheicha dika deker nuts. The reason why Beis Shammai held that by the case of the Mishnah Beis Amin Aleph, it's mutter to do the shechita l'chadchila, is because you already have the shovel that's in the ground. So there is no potential issue. Beis Shammai didn't hold that there's a potential issue of Ketisha. He wasn't chayshish for that. That's why Beis Shammai said that you could do the Shechita. Not because he was mekel on Simchas Yom Tov, because he held that there was no issue. But when there's issues involved, lois, and then Beishamai Taka says, and it's Osir. Beishamai is a Mekel on Simchas Yamtiv. He doesn't tell you to be Mekel and to be Mekel in other areas of Halacha for the sake of Simchas Yamtiv. He's not compromising on anything. He didn't held that there was any issue. The Inami, and also, Ad Kan Lik Amri Beis Hillel Hacha, El Deshaiv Chai Mechiach Halav. The reason why Beis Hillel allows the case of the latter, it's not because Beis Hillel is being makel on Simchas Yamtiv. It's because Beis Hillel held that there is no problem. There's no marasayin over here. Someone's going to see you doing it. He's going to notice that you're moving a shayvach ladder. So therefore, there's no issue that Beis Hillel is being makel on because of Simchas Yamtiv. Beis Hillel held that there was no potential issue of marasayin. There was no issues over here. Aval hasam loy, but when it comes to the shechita, Beis Hillel holds that there's a problem of ketisha, that maybe you might come to be kaitesh, the dirt, maybe it's going to be clumpy. So therefore, says the Gemara, there's no stira. There's no stira. Beishami held by the latter case there was an issue, and that's why they were machmir. By the shechita, they held there was no issue, so they were mekel. Beis Hillel held by shechita there's an issue, so they were machmir. By the latter, they held that there was no issue, that's why they were mekel. There's no fundamental machlekes about being mekel or machmir on Simchas Yamtiv. Each case has its own explanation, so there's no stira bichlal. There's no reason to change around any Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Ela'i Kasha HaKasha. If you want to ask a stira, you should ask the following stira. Now, Beishamai Oimrim, Lo Yitol Elem Kein Nanea Mi Ba'od Yoim. Beishamai says, we'll see in the next Mishnah on Yudam and Aleph, that Beishamai says that when it comes to going into the Shaivach and you want to take one of the birds to Shechter on Yomtiv, so Beishamai says that in order to be able to allow it to be allowed to take one of the birds, you have to go Erev Yomtiv, and you have to do Nanuim with one of the birds. You have to designate, otherwise it's going to be a problem of Muksa. So in order to make it non-Muksa, you have to designate the bird. How do you designate the bird? Very apropos for the first day of Sukkot is Amud. Says Beishama, you have to go to the bird, and you have to do Nanuim. You have to shake up, down, right, left, straight, back, up, down, whatever directions you shake it. You have to do Nanuim with the bird. You have to designate it. Beisil says, no, you don't have to physically do anything. Beisil says, all you have to do is verbally designate. You say, that's the bird I'm going to shech tomorrow. So now, what's the machlaikis? So really, we'll see this on Yidam and Aleph. But the machlaikis, at least one way of understanding the machlaikis, is that Beishamai was choshesh, that if all you would do is verbally designate the bird, so maybe on Yontif you're going to come, you're going to pick up the bird that you verbally designated, and you're going to see it's really not such a fat bird. This is not the bird you want to be eating for Simchas Yomtif. You want to have, you know, a fatty bird. And this one's a little skinny one. So then you're going to put it back down, and you're going to want to take another one. So it's going to come out, you were metaltal that bird, and for no reason. So it's maybe Tirchashol Etzarech, it's Muksa, and therefore, Beishamai said in order to be able to take the bird the next day, you have to go and you have to be minanea it. You have to pick it up. You have to look at it. It's not enough to just verbally designate. So again, here you have a potential issue. There's the potential issue that maybe when you get to the bird, if all you do is verbally designate it, there's a potential issue that maybe you're going to get to it and you're not going to like it. And Beishamai is machmir, even though Simchas Yamtiv is on the line. If you weren't minanea the bird, you're not allowed to take it on Yamtiv. So Beishamai is machmir, even though there's Simchas Yamtiv on the line. And Beis Hillel is mekel, presumably because of Simchas Yamtiv. So Alma says the Gemara, you see, that Gabe Simchas Yamtiv, Beishamai l'chumra, Beis Hillel l'kula. You see that Beishamai is machmir on Simchas Yamtiv, and they say that if you weren't minanea, you're not allowed to take the bird. And Beis Hillel is mekel, Simchas Yamtiv, we'll take the chances, go pick up the bird. Or a minion on that, we have a stira. Is that really true? Beishamai is machmir on Simchas Yamtiv, and Beis Hillel is mekel on Simchas Yamtiv. But we have the Mishnah Beis Amin Aleph. Hashoychid chayav oif biyamtiv. Of a person, shechs v'chayin oif. So we said that according to Beishamai, it's completely mutter, and you could go and you could do kisui adam. And Beis Hillel says, you're not allowed to shecht it unless you have afar mucha ni ba'id yoim. Because Beis Hillel was chayshish, that maybe you're going to end up, if all you have is a decker nuts, you might come to end up grinding up the dirt. You're going to see it's clumpy, you're going to grind it. So Beis Hillel was machmer. So you see, Beis Hillel is machmer on Simchas Yamtiv, and Beishamai is meko. And so again, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlafas Hashita. So Rabbi Yochanan says, we're forced, we have no other choice, with our hands tied behind our back, we'll have to switch the Lashon of the Mishnah, we'll have to switch the Shitas. Which again, Rashi explains, is not referring to the Mishnah on Basim and Aleph, rather Rashi says it's referring to the Mishnah on Yud, the Mishnah that discusses the Muksa of the birds, that Beis Shammai is the one who says that all you have to do is verbally designate the bird, and Beis Hillel is Machmir on Simchas Yamtiv, and Beis Hillel, just like he is by Shchita, and Beis Hillel says, that you have to be minaneya the bird. Says the Gemara, what's the stira? V'domalayi. Again, there's no stira. Ad kan loy amri Beis Shammai elaheicha dika dekar notz. When would the Beis Shammai say that they were, so to speak, what you're calling mekel on Simchas Yamtiv by the case of the Shechita? They weren't mekel on Simchas Yamtiv. You had a dekar notz. You have the shovel in the ground. There is no potential issue. Beis Shammai wasn't chayshish for Katisha. So there was no potential issue. They weren't mekel on an issue because of Simchas Yamtiv. They held that there was no issue. But if you would have an issue, if you wouldn't have a decker nuts, so then they would say it's usur. If you have an issue, you have an issue. And therefore, by the case of the designating the birds, there's an issue, so they said you have to take care of it. You have to be minaneya. They never said you could ignore an issue because of Simchas Yamtiv. Inamina also, ad kan like Amri Beis Hillel, Hacha, Beis Hillel only said over here by the birds that all you have to do is designate it verbally, Elakevan de Muksuhu, Ba'imid Va'imir, Zeveze, Ani Naitel, Sagi. It's because Beis Hillel wasn't Chayshish that you're going to pick it up and not like the bird. So what's the issue? It's Muksa. If you verbally designate it, it's no longer Muksa. So now you're allowed to go take the bird. There is no issue. Beis Hillel wasn't being makel on an issue. There was no issues. Aval Hasam Lai, but when it comes to Beis and Aleph, when it comes to the Shechita, there was a potential issue. Maybe you're going to end up grinding the dirt. So Beis Hillel said, if you have an issue, you got to take care of it. You can't do the Shechita because you have an issue. Beis Hillel never said that you could ignore issues because of Simchas Yamtiv. The case of the Muksa on Yudam and Aleph, there is no issue. The issue is Muksa and you take care of it when you verbally designate it. And therefore, once again, says the Gemara, there's no stira between the two Mishnayos that we then have to go and be Mukhlefes HaShita and change around the different opinions.